When the founders set America in motion in the late 1700s, their project was seen as an ongoing work, a constitution capable of evolution. Freedoms of speech, of religion, of due process were tacked on later as amendments. It would take the United States 3/4 of a century to extend liberties to black slaves, a half century more to grant women the right to vote. In an atmosphere of ceaseless dynamic change, restraints were carefully built in by the framers, lest any branch of government wield lopsided power. Historian Kevin Phillips.
Checks and balances come out of essentially Anglo-Saxon political history, partly because you had in England more than in most countries with a tradition of representative government and some concern about the yeomanry and the ordinary person. Parliament would have some role in voting revenues and possibly checking the king in certain ways. And there was also a great suspicion by the 16th and 17th centuries of standing armies. So we were very influenced in the 18th century in the United States by things that were deemed to be wrong with the British system, where the monarchy had gotten too big and too powerful.
So checks and balances in part grew out of the need to restrain the monarchy.
That was part of it. The other part of it was that people like Adams in particular, but others as well, had this sense of mankind as not being perfectible, and that people, if they had too much power, would take advantage of it, and that you had to contend with greed and with, you know, people would dance on the head of other people if they could and what have you, and that therefore there should be checks on the ability of too much power to develop in any branch of government, and that you also wanted to check the sort of mass appetites of the people collectively, because if they turn into a mob, that's another set of problems.
Just the natural human tendency to excess.
Yes, the human tendency, but specifically the tendencies of the monarchy and aristocracy, because they were the excesses that you had the best view of, principally in Europe. But they were well aware of the problems you could have with mobs.